听力课堂,听class.com.
Hello everybody and welcome back to JustVocabulary.com. We've been away for a while, but that's not because I'm a
sluggard,
but I was just busy. And our second word for today is
mollycoddle.
We also have a new sponsor, syncmymail.com. But our first word for today is the word
sluggard.
I was a sluggard all day Sunday and did nothing but lay around watching TV.
Sluggard.
On the weekends, Mark prefers to be a sluggard since he works so hard during the week.
Sluggard.
John was fired because he was a sluggard who took too long to finish his tasks.
Sluggard.
Okay, the word sluggard is spelled S-L-U-G-G-A-R-D.
Sluggard.
What does it mean? To say that someone is a sluggard means that that person is a slothful, lazy person. It's someone who avoids work or physical exertion. Okay, so a sluggard is someone who moves very slowly and lazily. And the word is formed from the word slug or snail, since a snail moves very slowly. Although the word sluggard is a GRE word, it's not used often in contemporary English. The word laggard is used more often. Okay, some synonyms then. Slouch, loafer, laggard, or couch potato, perhaps. And a good antonym is go-getter. Okay, let's move on to our next word.
Mollycoddle.
You know that if you mollycoddle your children, they won't grow up to be responsible, self-sufficient adults.
Mollycoddle.
And unfortunately, Lisa was so mollycoddled as a child, she grew up to be a selfish adult.
Mollycoddle.
Lisa thought that John was a mollycoddle because he needed to talk to his mom every day.
Mollycoddle.
The word mollycoddle is both a verb and a noun, and it's spelled mollycoddle.
Mollycoddle.
What does it mean? If you mollycoddle someone, that means you treat that person with extra care or indulgence. But the word normally has a negative connotation. It means you give someone too much care or too much protection. As a noun, it refers to a person without strength or character. It's someone spoiled and overprotected. The word coddle and mollycoddle mean the same thing, but mollycoddle can also be a noun, denoting a person or child who is overly spoiled. Another example sentence, John was accused of being a mollycoddle when he wouldn't stand up to his wife. All right, that's the word mollycoddle, and our previous word was
sluggard.
Okay, let's review a word from our previous show, the word provisional. Do you still know what it means?
Provisional.
Something that's provisional is for the time being only. It's only under terms that have not been finalized. It means conditional, temporary, transitional. It's definitely not permanent or conclusive. Example sentence, after days of negotiations, the union finally reached a provisional agreement with management. Okay, and that's it for today's show. As I mentioned before, we have a new sponsor. The sponsor is called syncmymail.com. That's S-Y-N-C, mymail.com. This company offers hosted Exchange, wireless services, and hosted SharePoint. If you're interested in SharePoint or hosted Exchange, use our promo code JV001. This code waives the setup fees. Again, the promo code is JV001, a free setup offered by syncmymail.com.